This weekend, the folks at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn are planning to celebrate a festival, and we're going to talk a little bit about it here this morning. Shelley Larson is a development associate with the Museum of Danish America, and she's been helping to put this celebration together this weekend. Shelley, how are you today?
Well, I'm great. How are you doing?
Just very fine, thank you. Hopefully the weather is wonderful on Saturday, because I know some of what's going to happen is going to happen outside, right?
You bet. It's an outdoor event, and it looks like right now the weather's going to cooperate. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, always the fingers crossed, you bet, for the weather. Well, I am not Danish, so I'm not even going to try. This festival is called?
Sankthansaften.
All right. And it's a typical Danish celebration. I'm going to stay away from it.
Yes.
I see here it says it translates to St. John's Eve. I might go that route, and I'll let you kind of work in the rest. You bet. So this is an annual celebration you have?
You're right. It's a midsummer event, that fun family event, and it's always on a Saturday near the annual summer solstice. And it's just a great opportunity for friends and family to get together and enjoy food and music and the coziness of gathering around a bonfire and celebrate midsummer. And some say it's just a really good excuse to stay up late, have fun, and light some bonfires.
We always like that, you bet.
That's right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the celebration itself. I was told that you have done an awful lot of work in lining up so many of the activities and folks that will be a part of this here this weekend. So let's talk a little bit about the schedule. What will happen?
You bet. Well, it's certainly been a committee that's put this event together, but it's coming up Saturday, June 25th, and the event will begin with a summertime hot dog picnic at 5 o'clock. And we serve up Danish-style hot dogs, and that's not the typical maybe American-style hot dog. It's a great hot dog with a variety of toppings, and a couple of different toppings that, if you're a Dane, you might know a little bit about would be a gurksalat, which is a thinly sliced cucumber and onion and peppercorn, yummy little vinegary topping that can go on the hot dog. Or also another Danish topping would be what we call rumalad, which is a something that you kind of slather on the bun, and it's mayonnaise and pickle relish. And so those are just a couple of things that make it Danish-like. And then also on the menu, we're just going to be having some good old American treats as well, like ice cream sandwiches and cookies and chips. And all of that's available free, but we would gladly accept a free will donation if anybody would like. And we serve our food until we're all out of food, so we encourage people to come early.
Very good.
And then at 6 o'clock, then, we're just going to have some welcome and remarks by our executive director, Tova Brandt. And then at 7 is when the fun kind of begins. That's when some live music entertainment begins outside in the park. And this year, we're having a jazz combo, and the name of the group is called 3 and 1, and they're out of Harlan, and they describe their group as a family of three musicians and one honorary wannabe manager, who is actually the wife and mother of the musicians. But they're going to be performing some great jazz music for us from 7 to 8:30. And then at 9 o'clock, we will light our bonfire. And then also throughout the evening, we'll also have lawn games, and we also will have s'mores on a fire that will be going all evening over in one of our council rings. And then also we're going to be serving up a yummy Danish-style treat called snowbro, which is a dough baked over a fire, and then you stuff it with some good strawberry jam. So those are just kind of some highlights of the evening.
That's a lot of Danish all at once right in the face there, isn't it?
It's a good evening, and it's just a fun time to come together and just celebrate what we Danes are all about.
Yeah, the hot dog sounds interesting. It sounds more like a Chicago dog than what we're kind of used to here, where it's got stuff piled on.
Right. And of course, I don't want to fail to mention either that obviously our museum building will be open a little bit later. We'll be open until 6 o'clock, and people can come in and look at the current exhibits. And then our design store is also open, so you can come inside and enjoy, and it's all free admission thanks to our sponsors.
Very good. So if you haven't had a chance to see some of the things going on there in a while, this is a chance for you to be able to get in.
Excellent.
Well, a lot will be going on, and the bonfire, a big part of that from what I understand, and there'll be some activities there as the sun goes down.
Correct. And we actually will be lighting a witch on fire at 9 o'clock, which is a part of the tradition. And what we encourage people to do, it's just kind of a time to just come and kind of purge anything that you got going on in your life. Some people throw, if a college kid's back from maybe just taking some of those college final exams, they throw their exam in the fire or whatever. But it's just kind of a good way to purge anything you want to and just say goodbye to that. And so that's all a part of our 9 o'clock fun.
Excellent. Gas station receipts, all those kind of things.
You bet. Yeah, no kidding. Anything like that.
The things we just don't want to look at anymore. Very good.
That's right.
So much going on. Now, you mentioned so much of this. This is a free event. There's really no charge for anything unless folks
would like to
dig in.
Right. You can just come and enjoy. It's a great time to bring your family, bring a blanket or a lawn chair. You can bring your own beverages. We'll have some water, but anybody can bring any other kind of beverage they'd like to bring and just come settle in the beautiful Jens Jensen Park and enjoy a fun summer evening.
Now, with so much of this, of course, a Danish celebration, you know, we've seen that with Tivoli Fest. We've seen that with Yule Fest. It's very, very Danish. But you don't have to be Danish to enjoy these things.
Oh, certainly not. You can, we encourage one and all to come, and just maybe you can learn a little bit about the Danish culture and Danish heritage if you do come. But anybody is welcome.
Well, and we all like to have fun. So if it's fun, it doesn't really matter where you come from.
That's right.
Well, it was nice to be able to get some artists to participate in the events. You talk about the jazz combo that'll be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you've got some art exhibitions that'll be on display there as well.
That's right. Well, a couple of our current exhibits that we have inside in the museum, our current running exhibit, latest exhibit, is called Tattoo, Identity Through Ink, and it actually runs through, I think, the first part of September, I think, is when it closes, but it's just been a really popular exhibit. It's the story of tattoos and the people who have them, and of course, there's a Scandinavian connection. You got to come to the museum to find out what that is, but it also explores the tradition of body ornamentation in other cultures, and it's just a great exhibit, and that will be open and available to all to come in and see with free admission. And then also opening on Saturday will be our newest exhibit, and it is titled Celebrating My Heritage, and it is a collection of paintings that illustrate the pride and love that the artist by the name of Roger Nielsen has for his relatives, both past and present, and it explores his Danish heritage. And that exhibit will be opening in our main floor on Saturday, so people can come out on Saturday for Sankt Hans often, but also take in our newest exhibit, which opens that day.
So make a day.
And, you know, I'll just mention, I'll just mention one other really cool thing that we have out in the Jens Jensen Prairie Park, which is where our Sankt Hans often event will be held, is it's called Louis Jensen's Square Stories. And these are just short works of fiction that are formatted into a square. And these are scattered throughout the park, and people can just kind of roam the park and catch these little stories, which have a diverse range of themes and characters. And it's a fun activity for families. So those are just a couple of other things that we have going on besides hot dogs and bonfires.
You bet. Well, so many people hear the word museum and they think, well, it's a bunch of old stuff. If I've seen it once, I've seen it a million times, but that's not how you operate. It's always different.
That's right. Our exhibits change regularly, and we're just really excited about, like I say, the tattoo exhibit we have going on now and then the newest one that will start on Saturday. But our exhibits are always changing, and, of course, our park or our prairie is always changing, too, with the new plants and things that grow, you know, spring versus summer. And I think I see a little bit of purple color out in the prairie right now. And, you know, if it's a beautiful night, there's not a prettier place than the Jens Jensen Park in Elkhorn. So come and take a look.
And we'll light it up with a bonfire. So have a good time.
That's right.
You bet. All right. All the stuff we love, food, s'mores, all kinds of good stuff to see and hear and enjoy. And, of course, then there's also the good fellowship, too.
That's right. That's right.
Excellent. That's coming up this Saturday evening, June 25th. If you'd like to know more, you can always find out more online. The Museum of Danish America has a pretty solid presence online. What's the address?
Yes, that address is, and you know what? I'm going to get the right one because I just go there and I don't even know what that address is. It's www.danishmuseum.org. As simple as that.
You bet. Easy enough to remember. Very good.
Right.
Shelley Larson, thanks so much for the time. Hope you have great weather and have a great turnout for Saturday night.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate the opportunity to spread the word.